This week, I finished The Perks of Being a Wallflower by Stephen Chbosky. The book is written from the point of view of Charlie, and he's writing letters to an unknown friend about his first year of high school. He's described as an unconventional thinker and is really shy and awkward at the beginning of the story. But by the end, he's evolved into quite the sophomore and has a group of friends that's leaving to graduate. But I'll get to that towards the end. Charlie's freshman year, and the story, begins with Charlie explaining what happened to his best friend Michael. Michael had committed suicide while they were still in middle school, just a few months prior to their start of high school. He also talks about the death of his closest family member, Aunt Helen, who was killed in a car accident when he was 7. Charlie doesn't feel like he can rely on his immediate family for support, and Michael was his school best friend. So Charlie is in a really rough place, which obviously is not somewhere you want to be when you're first starting out in high school. But things start to look up for Charlie as he becomes friends with Sam and her stepbrother Patrick. Sam and Patrick show Charlie the world of upperclassmen, including the Rocky Horror Picture Show, going to parties, dating, and driving through a tunnel in the town, listening to music while feeling infinite. Along the way, Charlie has some really crazy adventures, and he develops a strong relationship with his English teacher, referred to as Bill. Bill gives Charlie extra books to read and then assigns him essays, which Charlie really enjoys. I think this was a really important part of the book because it helped keep Charlie as sane as he possibly could be kept. But what could that mean? Well, I'll just read the book because I'm not going to give any spoilers away. I really enjoyed this book. It didn't really ring true in any way at all to what my high school experience has been, but maybe that's one of the reasons why I enjoyed it so much. It opened my eyes to what other people might have going on and what they're doing on the weekends, and that there is more to high school than just the band kids. Now back to that whole graduating thing. All of Charlie's friends graduate at the end of the book, and Charlie is really torn up about it. The book's written so well that you can feel the trauma Charlie's going through, and he really feels for his friends when they are going through a rough time. Because of that, you feel for the characters in the book as you would as if it was your friend. Anyways, I have a lot of underclassmen friends, and I'm glad that I'm part of such a large circle of people and that I have a variety of friends. I know that my friends will never be alone, even if I'm not the one who can be there for them, and I hope that they know that as well. It's truly a wonderful thing. Friendship. So to all the underclassmen out there, don't worry. We might be leaving for the time being, but we're just a phone call away. Plus there's holidays and other underclassmen. And you're going to be an upperclassman before you can even say, "Summer, please hurry." So enjoy every minute of it. Because yeah, that bio test really was hard, but so enjoy it while you can. Because these fleeting moments really are fleeting, and they do go by a lot faster than you expect it to.